Welcome, everybody, to the inaugural episode of Lag Time. You know, today it's our first episode. We're trying something new. This is a gaming podcast. We're going to pick each week. We're going to do a different topic. I'm today's moderator. I'm Chris Jacks. Let's go around the room. We got Kenny Churchill.
Yo.
We got Matt motherfucking Jones.
What's up?
And we got Andy Sudol.
Hello.
So, this is our first episode. And also, one of the unique features of Lag Time is every episode, we're going to be drinking a new beer.
What are we drinking today there, Jax?
I think we're drinking some Omegang Abbey Ale. It's a double ale. 8.2% alcohol by volume. And what do you guys think, guys?
Beautiful. Good. Brewed in Cooperstown, New York.
Oh, shit. It's foaming. Oh, God. Okay, it stopped.
Why'd you drink it so fast?
I don't fucking know. I'm not in a craft beer.
Jax, you not read the thing? It says pour slowly.
It has.
He's never good on reading directions.
Yeah, pour slowly into a glass. Doesn't say shit about my mouth.
No, that's true. I concede that point to you.
So, guys, what's on the agenda today?
Well, I think we're going to go around the room and do a little top five action today.
Top five
get
action.
Get everybody acclimated to what this kind of stuff they're going to be hearing about.
I concur with that.
Yeah.
Little top five games of all time for each of us. Get started heavy.
Hell yeah. Let's get right into
it. Full nostalgia effect here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Warning, nostalgia goggles are on.
So basically, the rule is it could be any game, any platform. It could be as far back as Pong.
Jax, it could be
anything.
It could be back. Well, no, it can't be back farther than that because
Pong was like
pretty much the first one.
And by the way, if somebody has a better statement that prove us wrong that Pong was the first video game, please.
I'm pretty sure that there were Pong variants like around, and then that one just. But I digress. That's not.
Yeah, that's for an art day.
Exactly.
So, all right, who wants to go first?
I mean, Jax, you're the moderator, fella. Lead us off.
I'm thinking you're number five.
Lead us off, sir.
All right, starting off with number five. As you all know, I'm a big fan of Halo, the Halo series. I'm gonna start off with Halo 2, and the reason that I picked Halo 2 as number five is the campaign was meh, as we all know. It was a solid campaign, but the cliffhanger probably increased Microsoft's revenue in regards to controllers by 800% and probably TV sales by 30%. Halo 2, as we all know, was one of the first and most popular titles for the Xbox Live. Well, I can remember even after about 4 years after its debut or something like that, I had just gotten my Xbox 360 because I was a nerd. I had a GameCube growing up.
You wore that GameCube around your neck for a high school thing, if I remember correctly.
Two high school things.
That's right.
With a badge of honor, with Madden NFL, with Madden 02 in the game to spin it around.
There was a game in that. I forgot about that. That's right.
Flavin got shit on me.
That's the saddest thing I've probably heard in a long time.
Well, I mean,
you shut your whorish mouth.
I don't know. I blacked out a lot of high school.
Anyways, Jack.
So anyhow. It was still a popular game right up until, was it last year they pulled the servers or 2 years ago?
I want to say it was a year ago, if that. Yeah,
I don't know, man. I lose track of time.
So that's why I'm giving Halo 2, which was a solid multiplayer experience, pretty much, in my opinion, set the tone for all next-gen console online multiplayer games. And still, it's kind of a gold standard when anybody brings up online multiplayer.
For consoles,
for consoles,
I'd say. I don't know if I'd say in general, but.
Oh, that's my number
Very
five.
Very good, Jax.
That's a nice one. Oh, man. I'm throwing us back. I had to go back. I've probably revised my list so many times, and, you know, I love zombie games. I'm a huge fan of them throughout the, but, like, my favorite one, definitely Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Classic.
I had it on Sega Genesis.
Classic.
Came out in 1993, I believe, and, man, I don't know what else I can say about this game. There was over 50 levels. Just go around, save your neighbors. Guy wore 3D glasses. It had co-op. You kill zombies with squirt guns. I mean, the soundtrack was fucking phenomenal. I don't know, man.
It doesn't really get much better than that for classics.
And the co-op.
The co-op was very, very entertaining. I do remember putting very, very many, many hours into that game. That's a good one. I did not actually, I didn't think back that far, really, because I was I'm drunk now.
Hey, hey, aren't we all?
Can't really remember things that far back.
It's not called alcoholism. It's called beer connoisseurship.
You know what, Jax? You're right. Matt Jones.
All
right. What you got for us?
It might be a little bit controversy here, but my number five is actually GTA 5.
Oh.
There you go.
Something new.
Current.
All right. Yeah. Let's get into it.
All right. All right. Campaign, impeccable.
Beautiful campaign. Very well done. Voice acting was incredible.
Up there. Up there.
Multiplayer, on the other hand, we were promised one thing, got another.
I mean,
GTA Online has
it was
when that trailer first came out, and you know, you're that guy was standing over the balcony, and you could see the jets go by, and the you know, you saw 16 players in there or more. I think it was 20 something. It was like player 20.
It's exciting. All I can say in regards to that is to the asshole at Rockstar Games who decided it would be a wonderful idea to take out the rat loader after I dumped almost like what was it 50, 60 grand into the motherfucker. Fuck you.
I mean,
wow.
Those are some strong words.
Yeah.
I would like to imply something with your sister and a cactus, but we're going to leave it at that.
Thank you. And we're still waiting on heists.
Your family's awesome.
That's true.
We still are.
We are.
It's been.
I don't know if it might be too late, but.
It's been, 6 months since online came on?
God damn, it has been. God damn, that game's not even a year old.
And also, the fact is that it just recently released a downloadable content where you have to pay the money in order to play the game.
What?
I believe it is.
I thought it was the business class thing.
Business class.
It's free.
Oh, it's free?
Free.
I thought it was.
No, it's free.
Yep. Then I digress. I apologize.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure all their DLC
There's not too much to apologize to them about their fiascos.
Yes. I actually take back. I only apologize for being wrong. I don't apologize to Rockstar for the fiasco that was the launch of Grand Theft Auto 5.
Kenny, your number five.
My number five is a game that I still log numerous hours in, as Andy might know. Matt Jones has popped on every once in a while. Mine is World of Warcraft is my number five.
That's a solid, that's a bold choice for number five.
I have other personal things that are why it's only five, but... I mean, I got back in high school, I got pressured really hard into playing it because a friend of ours, Chris, I went over to his house a few times to play it, and he was telling me on all the PvP aspects and stuff. So I was like, all right, once I get a new computer, I'll pick it up, get into it. Started in summer, we graduated 2008, and still to this day, still rolling on it. Still kicking.
You've lasted longer than I did. Of course, I was in high school and I was playing it.
Right. I had, when I started, we had a couple of friends of ours that started about the same time as me. So I had,
I remember playing with you back in ninth grade.
Yeah, that's when I was getting sold on. I didn't have a computer that could run it at that time.
Yeah, there's a lot of lag time on mine.
Oh god, it was.
I mean, I tried to get into it, but I had a couple bad experiences. I went into a couple of bad servers, and it was like, oh, hey, I'm a new guy, level one, and everybody would camp your ass at the graveyard. So it's just one of the things where I was like, done, and I've never.
I mean, really it's nowadays it's kind of, I'm not going to say it's tough to get into, because Blizzard's really streamlined the game, made it a little easier for people to get in. They really want people to keep playing, and it's got insane player base for how old it is.
I don't know.
There are console really games that wish they could have a quarter of the player base of that game. Halo 4 has.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Halo 4, how the lifespan of that.
How last time I played that game, there were maybe 25,000 people playing.
And it was like 6 months after launch, it was still a diminished population.
You're not gonna hit a game out of the park. It's gonna take a lot. I mean, I feel that the only thing that's gonna, everybody's like, oh, we got the WoW killer. Well, the only thing that's gonna kill that game is whatever the hell Blizzard makes next.
And that's the thing. Why do video games have to be the WoW killer or the Halo killer? It's why can't we be?
Because
we're gonna set our
own COD killer. You know,
You want to make yours the best. You want to, you don't want people playing the other game. You want them playing your game.
Right. Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Also, if you ever need to hit me up, Carrot, US Dragonblight, I'll get you all hooked up. Chax, hit us up with number four. All right.
Number four is a game that I think all of us logged a lot of time on back in high school. And that would be when we came over to the houses or we'd bring something into school and, you know, dick around. And that is Super Smash Brothers Melee.
Melee? Means melee?
Melee. Melee.
I've never heard melee.
Tomato, tomato.
I've heard it's a
melee. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So anyway, the reason I chose this game is because this was back in an era before live. This was back when you actually had to have social interactions with friends, being in the house, the whole stop screen looking era.
Well, I mean, are you talking the first one or Melee? Because Melee was out around the same time as, you know, PlayStation Online for the PS2 and live for...
It's true.
I kind of viewed those two games, Super Smash Brothers, the original one, if I had to draw a dash in there, would be exactly on par with it. It's the reason I chose Melee is because it was just so much.
Melee did have a large roster.
It did have a large roster.
It did have Mewtwo.
It just had a larger roster, and it just felt, all in all, what came after it. There was another one that came after it. It was just really hard to control for me.
Brawl was awesome. I put a lot of time into that game.
I mean, I just...
Shout out Greg Mason.
Had a campaign to it, too.
It did.
That's true.
Yeah, and it was kind of fun.
All I can say is my favorite thing to do is a... pent-up adolescent youth was beat the shit out of the bag with Ganondorf and see how far I can hit motherfucker.
Just get around.
It's really about Captain Falcon. No. Falcon exactly. Punch, the bad game. It's all straight Captain Falcon.
It's Captain Falcon. Falcon Punch.
Show me your moves.
Exactly. Russell.
He was the
saluting
man.
Saluting you right now.
We are all saluting Russell.
Exactly.
That was my number four. A little bit controversial. But
not really. I wouldn't call that. No. I wouldn't call that. Because this is, you know,
I would say picking that over the original would be controversial to me.
I can see why,
for all time.
I can see why, though. Because, I mean, it basically took the first game and kind of just added to it.
Speaking of taking the first game and adding to it, number four.
What you got for us?
What do you got, Andy?
And going back to the screen-looking days.
All right.
Perfect Dark.
Oh, all right.
Oh, man.
All right.
It was GoldenEye, but better. Just, that's all... It was.
No, it was.
It really was.
It literally took GoldenEye and made it better. Co-op. Counter ops. They added a counter campaign where the person playing next to you was trying to stop you from playing the campaign.
Yeah, and I never thought of Perfect Dark in that way.
The only thing that people that had to, back in the day, that was a big argument, was they didn't like the control setup of Perfect Dark. That was the thing.
I mean,
a lot of people didn't like that, but
yeah,
it was an excellent game.
When you're playing Capture the Case against, like, 30 bots.
Yeah. Bots, too.
Let's have a moment of silence.
Oh, man.
So
they're just incredible. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
If we can all just have a moment of silence for the old school bots, you know.
Bots are not.
Bots are fun. I have
bots
to give
are still
a
thing.
Bots
man.
Are a thing.
Titanfall.
Bots. They're making a resurgence, but I had to give a shout out to my cousin John, because back in the day, I know this didn't make my list, but 007 Nightfire. Me and him would be down in Virginia. We'd be playing
game.
It. And we'd probably have the two of us versus, like, maxed out 12 Yakuza, and they would just be storming us, and we'd camp.
And
it would be that winter man.
You'd
want to
play Odd Job and throw your hat.
I so should have been Odd Job and throw my hat.
I know. Whenever I'd play people, man, can't use them.
It was the insta-kill.
Can't use them.
That hat was the insta-kill.
Can't use them, man.
But like I said,
I was that guy. I was that guy that banned him.
I don't blame you.
Couldn't do it. Couldn't do it.
Like Kenny just said, we're starting to see a resurgence as bots in the combatant role in multiplayer.
Titanfall is a great example.
And I can't wait until I can afford a Xbox One, depending on what my...
It's coming out for 360,
hey man,
though.
I'm getting it for 360.
Yeah, but if I'm going to get anything next gen, I'm going to get it for the Xbox One because...
I'm just saying you have the option to get it for 360. It's,
right, but,
it's out.
I mean, by June, I should have an Xbox One.
I mean, you don't have to timetable yourself, man.
Yo,
no one likes spending money.
There is no rush.
Yeah, no one's. Yeah, I mean, I just got one, and I'm the only game I own is Titanfall. I'm happy. Great game. I'm using it for other things too, and you know, I'm in no rush.
I would get it for Watch Dogs when that comes out.
Watch Dogs does look really good.
Yeah.
Does look really good.
We'll see.
I'm excited.
Yeah. All right.
Got it pre-ordered.
Nothing wrong with that, man. Nothing wrong.
I had
it
pre-ordered for when it came supposed to come out in November.
It was supposed to get pushed a few times.
Yeah, their infamous 2 months in Los Santos will be enough.
Yeah, let's not forget that. Let's not forget about that.
So, Andy, yours is Perfect Dark.
Yep, that was mine.
Matt Jones.
All
right, my number four, Fable 2.
Fable 2, okay.
That is a solid choice.
Yes.
Okay.
It was the first one out of the Fable series to include a little dog that you can have.
Who doesn't love a little dog? Who doesn't love a dog?
That really needs to be almost in every game.
The chicken kicker achievement.
Yes.
Just on that, forget the chicken kicker.
Yep. The open ending of it, you could make a choice. You can either save your dog, save your sister, or save or get a whole bunch of money.
I mean,
I thought it was saying everybody who died that's a tough choice, ever honestly. Or something like that.
Yeah.
I used to watch a roommate of mine, Derek, play that all the time. He was big into Fable.
I didn't play much of the second one. I love the first one. First game was incredible.
It was
phenomenal.
I thought it was excellent. Yeah. That was different. Okay. Matt Jones, I like where your head at today.
I like that.
I dig that. Oh, number four.
Number four. Kenny, you are number four.
I would say it's arguably controversial. I don't know about among you guys, but I have Final Fantasy IX as my number four. I have 9 over 7 because I feel like 7, while an excellent game for the PlayStation 1, I felt like this was the superior game because the characters were more, I don't want to say relatable. I mean, the main character, Zidane, was a monkey person with a tail, so I mean that's not really, but I just,
it's Japan,
it was more, I felt the story was a little more gripping than 7. I don't know how many of you guys have even touched a Final Fantasy game.
I've dabbled in almost every Final Fantasy game. I've actually never beat any of them because I don't have the patience for
they're long for and that, them. That's kind of one of the reasons why I put this as my number four, because it was, I felt like, I mean, maybe I changed my mind going back and playing it like today, but I felt like every time I played it, I beat that game at least 5 times, and it was long without being tedious. There was always something that kind of grabs you to keep replaying or retrying, just because the characters were excellent. I mean, the gameplay was fairly traditional Final Fantasy, but I'm personally a fan of it. I don't mind the turn-based stuff.
I think 9 was definitely like one of their last really good ones, I think. 10 was,
I really enjoyed 10, ooh, but 9 10. is easily my favorite in the Final Fantasy series. I know a lot of people that would say 6. 6 was also really good. I would say I'm
surprised you wouldn't pick 7 over 9. That's generally the general consensus. The thing with really,
it's
7
not that
is,
I don't like 7 at all. 7 is an excellent game.
No, just the fact that
it's
your
just,
9 beat 7 is
I just have so many more better memories of playing 9, and just there's a lot more that I remember from that game. I mean, in 7 it's like, okay, you got Cloud, he's got the big sword. Yeah. Sephiroth the villain, big sword. There was a little more, the characters felt a little more fleshed out in 9. In my opinion, at least. But I had a lot of good memories of that game. That's why I'm putting it on my list.
Hey.
So, anyhow, going off to me, we're going to be starting number 3 for us all. I picked something that's a game that's very near and dear to my heart. And I actually grappled with this game as to, did I want to give it higher on the list? But ultimately, I decided on number 3 out of fairness. And that is the game that really started it all, pretty much started my modern gaming career. And that would be The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. And the reason that I chose that game is because, again, I'm going to mention my cousin John. I went down one Christmas. It just happened to be the Christmas that the Nintendo 64 hit the shelves.
Nintendo 64.
N64! Can we just, like, copy that little sound bite into this?
Nah, man, we ain't ripping nobody off.
Yeah, we have respect for those people.
Exactly.
So, anyway.
Well, I don't have respect for them, but.
Yeah, true.
I mean, it's little kids open up the presents.
Yo, he's so excited.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with
him. He was so happy about that.
He really was.
Think about like,
yo,
yourself
at
that age. I would be, I'd be going bonkers.
But I had main games that basically, I saw my cousin play it, and I was hooked. And that began my love-hate relationship with consoles. Because Legend of Zelda came out, I'm not going to lie, it took me about an hour to beat the first boss, just fighting the boss alone. I remember ripping up the manual because I was so pissed. You know,
that's
10-year-old.
That's the first I've
those
heard.
Zelda bosses, they can be a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed. I've never played through a Zelda game. Oh, shocker, I know. Yeah. But
hey, I just said I didn't
I've
play
never,
through a Final
hey,
Fantasy game.
I've never
so.
Played through Final Fantasy
I've never
game,
beat
so.
A Zelda game.
I can believe. I know so many people that have just been stonewalled by temples in that game.
And
just,
no.
Everybody, you know that meme a few years back? Motherfucking water temple. That became my mantra because it took me my first playthrough 6 fucking months to figure out where that third fucking small key was to get through the door. Literally 6 fucking months. I did everything else in the game. I actually went through, beat the sand temple or whatever it was called. You know the one I'm talking about, Matt. The one where you had to fight the old witches and, you know.
I don't think I got that far.
By the way, I can say back then the graphics looked phenomenal, but nowadays I look at them and
nostalgia goes.
Going back to nostalgia, I mean, I think there's a lot of people out there that Legend of Zelda, when they got involved with that for N64, was their bag. And I still, to this day, Zelda holds a very special place in my heart.
And you can pick up chicken and fly with it.
Yes, that's true. Not very far, but...
No, indeed. But, I mean, when a game lets you do that, it's just, you know, your world is open.
My boy. Not to mention the fact that it was just a solid game, and I finally went back and beat it, but I was in high school at the time, and I was so ecstatic that I was able to do that. But that was really my first love with video games. So, Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time for the N64 gets my number 3.
Well, my number 3 is I think it's the only... I gotta double check.
Was it the one, the only one that stayed on in your list from the revisions?
No. This one, okay. This one's been in my list. It was a little lower, and I bumped it up because This game was essentially, I was a PS2 owner when everyone else owned Xbox, and everyone was on Xbox Live, and I was you had GameCube.
Yep.
So you know what you know that feel.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, this was my quintessential. This game was on the Xbox as well. And later they ported it I think they remade it in the 360, I think. All
right.
And this is my first person shooter. This is the game I'm good at. This is my game because I played it for so long on PS2. It is Battlefield 2 Modern Combat.
Oh, 2005.
The vehicles in that game, 24-player multiplayer. On the PS2, I remember I got my first wireless bridge. I was upstairs in my room with an old school wireless bridge on my PS2.
That little thing, that block. I had one of those. I had one of those.
Back when you had to have one of those. Yep. And, oh man, I dumped so many hours into that game.
That game was. I had it for Xbox. And it was excellent.
I couldn't.
That game was excellent.
That was right. my first person shooter.
Yeah,
for 360.
Yeah. Then they also made the. Yeah, they made. Well, I had the Xbox one. I had the original one.
Yeah, they made
one
for Xbox.
And but they made the one for 360.
That was my first game for the 360, like true 360 game. And I remember everybody trying to get me to play because they saw I had it, but some people didn't have it for the Xbox 360 yet. So it kind of took a while for everybody to get.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. No, I know. I know how that feels, but. Still,
I was
absolutely dominant in that game.
It was an excellent game.
To everybody who listens,
helicopters, I was just straight. It was my game.
All I can say is, in regards to that, is yes, everybody, I am the asshole who used to camp the artillery strike.
There were guys that did that. I was the people that camped the people who did that.
I will openly admit to that.
I was the jackass that sat on the hill with the sniper rifle.
Every once in a while, you got to be that guy.
You know? I mean, you know you're getting too far with it when you get a call from a friend of yours at 2 a.m. who's playing on the other team against you because they didn't put you on the same team and is like, stop sniping, you asshole. If he listens to this, he knows who he is.
We were dicks back in the day with our gaming style.
I mean, sniping was fun in that game. What do you want me to say?
No, I agree.
You want me to say?
And if someone rolled up on you, it was kind of hard to no-scope them. There wasn't really like a... It was a lot more difficult to kill someone with a sniper.
You could bust out your pistol. By the time you got there, you were already done.
Especially when, you know, it's a tank rolling up on
you. Well, exactly, exactly. There's not much pistol, you know. How much pistol's going to do against the tank?
Well, I mean, let's not forget Saving Private Ryan.
I mean, that's true. That's true.
Forget that.
That's true.
So, Matt, you're number 3.
All right, my number 3 is Assassin's Creed 2.
Oh, all right.
Great game.
Okay.
I'm kind of upset that that's not on my list. I didn't even think of it. It's
great. I love the the Renaissance Italy setting. It's just a gorgeous scenery in that game.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The story in that game.
Yeah.
Mind blowing.
The fact that you can meet up with Da Vinci, the Medicis. Just so much history in that game, and that you can actually play through it.
It was the first game I've played through.
Yeah,
I never played through the first one. The first one I didn't get far.
I don't blame you. It was very repetitive, and it was
that game.
It established mechanics for the Assassin's Creed series, and that's pretty much it.
In my opinion, the Assassin's Creed series was saved by Assassin's Creed 2. After the first game, First game wasn't anything spectacular. I think a lot of people were pissed off when they found out the main character was kind of in a machine that was making him play through all this. And then the second one, they were like, established
that. I don't know that's if people like, were mad about it. I think that was like one of the things that people thought was cool about it. And I mean, I think people not to were mention, more mad because it was insanely repetitive. Yeah. It was go here.
The controls were a little dumpy too.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, the free running wasn't as smooth.
Plus,
as
I'm
it
pretty
was
sure food. If I remember correctly, they introduced that you're in the Animus like within the first 10 minutes of the game.
I don't know. I just remember my
it's
roommate.
Not like a plot twist or something.
People might have been mad about the ending. You know, like the spoiler, the freaking. You know, the alien thing where all of a sudden, you know, the guy is summoning all the dead bosses at the end of the fight.
I looked it up on YouTube because I couldn't put
I don't blame you.
I never beat the ending. I never actually owned it. I played it from my roommate in college had it.
Second was excellent.
But the second game.
Second game
was excellent.
Oh, man.
All right, Kenny, you're number three.
Mine, well, I mean, I pretty much put it on there for myself, and Andy will probably help me give reasons why it's on here. It's the original StarCraft.
I actually wrestled with that one when I made up my list too. I was actually thinking about making that my number 5 or 4.
Because let's be honest, I mean,
dude, preaching the choir here.
The
game had a solid run for over 12 years.
Jax, there's still people who play it.
Yes.
There's still people that play at an extremely high level.
Mm-hmm.
It's the RPG. It's the quintessential. Or not the RPG. RTS. Sorry.
You could build an RPG in it, though.
Yeah, you could.
Easily. You could.
They actually built Diablo. Like, there was an Diablo one.
Oh, yeah.
But RTS, when you say RTS, like, first thing you think of is there's StarCraft, and then...
And then I think of Command and Conquer. Red Alert.
Yep. But, I mean, like...
Still, I mean, like, we're talking about StarCraft right now. Not a Command and Conquer. As much as I love Red Alert.
By the way, with Command and Conquer, if I had a not top five, if we ever did it.
We all know what you'd have.
Command
and
Conquer for Tiberium Wars, and to the cocksucker at GameStop who convinced me to spend $50 that game would be a wonderful game. I really can't say what I want to say about use, but just use your imagination, and I'm going to give you 3 items, a cactus, a golf club, and a soldering iron, and you can use your imagination.
Wow.
Tell us how you really feel.
I can't, because I feel like I would offend somebody.
But yeah, StarCraft. Let's not forget the characters and the story of that game, too. It's kind of standard sci-fi. I guess you could call it standard sci-fi, but the characters, I mean...
Dude.
I mean...
Let's be honest. Like, when it comes to, like, Space Marine characters, Jim Raynor's kind of... I'll take Jim Raynor over the Master Chief any day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll take Jimmy
And,
over.
You know... In that game, when they announced the trailer or whatever, and they showed that cutscene, the first one.
Yes.
Oh, man. And then the Brood Wars intro was so good. That's probably one of the best cinematic. That is probably
the most memorable cutscene for me in a game is probably sitting in the trenches.
Oh, man. It's either that one or in the original, the Space Station.
The Space Station.
They open up the nuke and they have beers in there.
So good. So good.
It's amazing.
And I will say this, though, that when you start off a game that your whole E3 introduction that this is happening trailer for StarCraft 2 is Tychus coming out there, getting all suited up for armor.
It's about
damn time. And that's your... And that's all it needs to be said, and people know immediately what's coming on. That says volumes for a game that you
I love the second one, but it can't, for me, match the charm of the first.
No, it's, back when the first Zerg Rush, when the spawning pool was 150 minerals, and you could just freaking get out six Zerglings before there was anything else on the map. You could fucking, you ran it.
Not to mention, I mean, before we move on, let's just have a moment of silence for Praetor Phoenix.
Twice. And you have to do it the
that
second
glorious
time.
Glorious son
have
of
to
a bitch.
You have to do it the second time.
She's the queen bitch of the universe.
Oh, man.
Sarah Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen. Chex, what do you got for us for number two?
Number two, I don't think it's going to come as a surprise for everybody here, knowing me. But I think it's going to be a surprise that I picked it as number two. And number two is going to be Halo.
The original.
The original Halo. So none of the modern.
So we have the first repeat of a series on a list. Yes. Okay.
And the reason I did that is I chose Halo 2 specifically for its online multiplayer. But I chose Halo 1 because in a way it got a lot of people into shooters that might not have been into shooters originally. Like, I know that I was I was not.
It was very accessible.
It was really, and I think one of the first shooters to have the dual joystick, right? I mean, like, before shooters were, it was aiming for you somewhat, like Perfect Dark, you were kind of, you just aim in a direction. And
I mean,
but this game was straight up.
It was one of the, it was the most accessible console shooter, because before, it's a lot of Counter-Strike, and that's a very high skill ceiling. A lot of people couldn't get into it, one, because it was mostly, it was a PC game.
Oh, that was,
And the fact that, from a development standpoint, the original Halo was slated to be an RTS. That's what a lot of people forget. And the fact the game was in development for several years, and actually, I believe
it was also going to be a Mac game.
Yes, that was another thing too.
Wow!
So that's, before that's it rare. Made to consoles, and the fact that this game that could have been something completely different than what it was came to be the original goal, and in my opinion, the gold standard for first-person shooters, because there's been a lot of people that have marketed it as the Halo killer. You know, their game is going to be the Halo killer.
I would say Halo pretty much reigned up until COD came around.
I believe that too.
For first-person shooters.
In terms of
when it comes to console,
it was shooters, for consoles really, definitely. Overall, I mean, you can't deny things like Half-Life and Counter-Strike.
Yeah, Counter-Strike was but
so bad.
I truly believe that Halo made the game accessible for everybody in terms of first-person shooters. The storyboard, the storyline in that was phenomenal. I feel like, yes, there were some holes in it. Let's be honest, but there's holes in every story with games. I kind of feel like, just in terms of the playability, the replayability through that game, and let's not forget the legendary ending of Sergeant Avery Johnson.
Oh, man.
And the Elite. Oh, come on, baby. Give me a hug.
That was a great little...
Yeah, don't downplay the PC multiplayer either, because
that was
amazing, and they gave us Blood Gulch.
And I will be...
Oh, man.
Blood Gulch is one of the best.
I will
wholeheartedly argue with anybody that it is one of, if not the best, first-person shooter map.
And I'm going to not lie, I got my start... And with the Halo series, playing Halo on PC.
I played Halo PC. I didn't have an Xbox.
I played
Xbox,
the demo on PC.
I bought...
we played the demo
on
PC. I bought the...
And they had Blood Gulch as the map. And I think we just played that a million
Blood
times.
Gulch.
I bought the... My first Xbox 360 controller was actually bought to play Halo PC, and it was a plug and play.
I mean, those are really useful. You can still use those. A lot of Steam games.
They're great.
That's why I'm thinking about buying Dark Souls 2. On PC and getting one of those.
That's really smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, those are the reasons that I picked Halo 2, Halo 1.
That's
good.
Halo 1 is number 2.
That's fine.
My number 2 is a 2, and Kenny knows what it is already, and it's going to be on his list. I'm almost certain.
If it's what I think it's mine as well.
It's Diablo 2.
Yep. That's actually mine as well.
It's got to be Diablo
2.
So
why don't you guys discuss about that?
I mean,
your reasons as to why it's your two.
How much time do we got?
I mean, if we have like an hour, we can probably cover half of it. I mean, the multiplayer in that game was unparalleled. At the eight player, it was eight players.
Yeah, battle net was just so good.
It was amazing.
It had the one thing that I feel was completely just void and lacking in D3, which was there was actually a community.
Yeah.
Like when you sign on, you're in a chat channel. Yep. That chat channel was filled with, let me get a price check on this item, want to trade, want to sell.
I mean, that's still around in D3. Like that you can join general chat. Though. You can join all that trade chat and stuff. And like there's the community's really sort of went other places. Like they've gone, like there's a D3 Reddit community. There's like there's a bunch of forums.
But when you think back
but
to it's not hit the join game and then like you can find trades, duels.
Yeah, I'll boosting throw it up. D3 is not on my list, but D2 is because of that reason.
Exactly.
And let's face it, the Secret Cow level was...
was incredible. As much as Whimsy Shire is amazing, it's amazing. In D3, but... You can't.
And the Cow King was great.
Let's not forget, too, I mean, you played one. Everyone played one. Yeah. The Necromancer. Yep.
Dude.
I mean...
There's a
reason that class and character makes a cameo in the third game because so many people played one and liked him. I just did that quest last night. I was playing on my wizard.
Yeah. That cameo of the Necromancer's apprentice.
Yeah,
whatever.
You get his journal and he's like, "Yeah, my master." That was amazing because I just thought about my necromancer. I was like, my necromancer was a boss and he could easily be this dude's mentor. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Let's not forget the item system too in that game. There was the rune words,
so good.
Jewels.
The runes were amazing, absolutely amazing. And like their most recent patch was I think it was in 2010, March 23rd, 2010.
And it was still
their most recent patch. Yeah.
And this is what you can say about Blizzard.
Blizzard. Yeah, it's
to Blizzard right now.
Yeah.
Blizzard Entertainment.
The Blizzard.
Yeah. You guys, brilliant.
Blizzard Entertainment just. They have this knack for whatever reason, and they can put out a game and have it last on average for about 10 years where there's still a solid player.
I would say probably
more than that.
Yeah, because I would...
probably even more than that.
I would still load up D2 and play it.
Yeah.
That game is just...
I fully support what they do. I mean, the fact that any game company can have a product with such a long life and such a frequently changing and, you know... diverse world as the gaming community, it just blows my mind. I'm gonna mention our good friend of the show Eric Ball right now, and you look at that man's collection, he's probably got every game that ever came out for the 360.
Honestly, I wouldn't doubt it. He really does. Yeah, I would argue that he probably does. Yeah,
and the fact of the matter is this kid owns every console, and the fact of the matter is just the amount of games he has is a testament to how fast-paced and changing the gaming world is.
Oh, especially the console world. But I mean, the PC one, you'll get games like Diablo 2 and like StarCraft, World of Warcraft. You'll get games like that. For the record, I would almost argue that Warcraft 3 is tied for my number 2.
I had a hard time not putting that.
I did too. I was really.
It was brutal, but.
But D2,
man.
Cheers to that game.
Can't.
You know what?
The amount of customization with the... I really wish that D3 stuck with the same D2 talent system.
Yeah, I'm really... Because really
you
like
could
that.
Get so wacky with build, and that was the best part of that game.
Yeah, and if you're... you couldn't just, like, reset your build if you wanted to, like...
That, though, which was nice.
Yeah.
You didn't get screwed over if you just put points into random
later,
things.
But that was, like, not, like... original.
But that was another thing, example of a patch they added for a game that was already old.
Yep.
So, I mean... D2.
And their expansion set.
Oh, my God. Lord of Destruction. Act 5 was amazing. One of the Barbarian Homeland. Amazing.
Oh, man. That whole city, and then you just take a step out, and it's under siege.
Missed that game.
So, all right.
So, D2, that's my number 2 as well. So, Matt, get us going with
All right. Well, we already discussed this because Jax put it as his number 4, but my number 2 was Super Smash Bros. Melee.
Okay.
Oh.
Up on the list.
All right.
Wow.
So what were the reasons you picked that as number 2 as opposed to me being number 4?
Well, I think it was one of my favorite fighting games of all time. Kick out Mortal Kombat, kick out Injustice.
Yeah, I would say it's probably my favorite in all time, too.
I'm not good at fighting games.
How awesome is it that you can take all these different video game characters, put them all in one game, and then just kick the shit out of each other?
Exactly. I mean, and I really did feel that way.
You get Mega Man in the new one.
Because,
in the new one coming out, you get Mega Man.
Yeah.
Come on now.
I mean, but when you, I agree with Matt, because you had a lot of these cookie cutter fighting games growing up as a kid, and some of them would just be recycled, or some of them would just be the same thing with an additional character. But Super Smash Bros. was amazing.
I would say it has as impressive as a character, like as a. Like a base I mean, characters as Iron Man. Super Smash Brothers.
If I'm not mistaken,
Iron Man. Yes.
But no, I digress. I feel you on that point. And I can see as it being one of your favorite fighting games, knowing it's kind of your genre. I can see why you picked that as number two.
Yeah.
So, I actually support that.
Yeah, I of course.
Falco is one of my favorite characters, along with Falco.
Boom.
No, that's
Fox. Not Falco. That's not Captain Falcon.
Falco. That's Falcon. I said Falco.
He doesn't say that.
No, he doesn't.
You're thinking of Captain Falcon. Do you not know who Falco is?
I'm taking the fifth amendment.
Yo, Falco.
Star Fox?
One of the R-Wing pilots.
Yeah.
Okay, it's, what's his name?
He was a douche.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But he was awesome.
He was
awesome,
a douche. You know, he was like, I don't need your help, Fox. He's getting destroyed.
He's that good.
He was an arrogant bastard.
He's like, thanks, Fox. I could have got him in my own, but if you don't do it, he dies.
He's the man.
Speaking of Star Fox, I kind of find myself going through stages of the Star Fox characters, where it's when I was younger,
give me
I was Falco Slippy.
Over Slippy every day.
I'll take Falco over even Pippi. What's his name? Is it Pappy?
Pappy.
Yeah, it's Pappy's not bad. I mean,
Pappy's
the old timer.
No barrel roll. I mean,
but I'll take
press
Falco over
twice.
That,
use the boost.
Give me the guy that can you know like he's confident. You know, but no, he's Maverick.
I just want to say this about Star Fox. As I keep growing older, I find myself going through the phases of the Star Fox characters, where it was, okay.
So when you were 13, Slippy. you were the little cat girl, weren't you? You know the little pink thing.
No, I'm talking about Star Fox 64.
Oh, yeah, she was in
64. Yeah. Oh wow, I didn't think. Oh yeah.
Really? Oh yeah.
Yeah, she was on that pollution, like the polluted planet thing.
Yeah.
I never followed that path.
That was like the hardest one, I think. Yeah. That was on the.
Those games were hard, by the way.
They really
awesome.
Were
difficult.
Anybody play the NES one or the Super NES one?
No.
No, I didn't.
But I will say this.
That game was excellent. It was very hard.
So growing up, I was Slippy. I was the high pitched, annoying one.
Yes, you were.
Then my teenage years, I was Falco, where it was, I don't need your help. Screw you.
I'm pretty sure every teenager was like that, not just
now
you.
Now I'm like Star Fox, where I'm like, okay, I gotta get into a role. I gotta be this. I gotta be the guy people look up to.
Would you say you're gonna get into a barrel roll?
Damn right, I'm gonna get into a barrel roll. And now I feel like I'm gonna be when I get to be like 80 or something. I'm gonna be in a nursing home, just shouting, "Do a barrel roll."
I mean, but he wasn't in a nursing home though. He was, you know,
not a lot of money, but
flying support for you.
That's true.
So I mean, let's wish for that. Not in a nursing home. Let's, you know.
All right, so Kenny, you want to keep the order going? And
yeah, I mean, we all know my number two is same as Andy's. I got D2 up on that.
So my number one is something where I think we can all agree on. We might not all agree
on number one, or agree that should be on your list.
Agree it should be on my list, but I kind of feel like nobody would really be that surprised about it. And it's a game that, because we're doing this on nostalgia purposes.
Well, I mean, we're doing it.
Because
just,
what we like.
It's personal. Yeah,
it's very personal. For me, the number one game that I would pick would be Super Mario Brothers / Duck Hunt. That original combo. Dude.
That was going to be on my list, but I put it under my honorable mentions.
Hey.
And the reason that I put it there is because how many people throughout the world, all you have to do is go, and everybody immediately knows what you're talking about. You don't even have to mention the name of the game, and everybody knows it. I feel like back when we were growing up as kids, like young, you know, 3 or 4 years old when that game was still hot and around, I think everybody at one point in time played that game. And I also think if we're demented as me as a child, I think you spent a lot of time on Duck Hunt looking at that goddamn dog laughing at you. But I truly feel that that's...
one of my first games I ever played. was that game.
Yeah.
I think that was pretty much all of our first. Up there.
I would say... I can't remember. My cousin had the first game since I played the NES, so I mean... name a title off that.
The first game I played was off an Atari knockoff that I actually have in my. It's like a oh, Sears really? Atari knockoff. I had to get it repaired. It's like a power, but I played like the one of the old Qbert games.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
It was horrible. I hated it. I had no idea what I was doing. I was like two, so it was fun though.
Hell yeah.
Yep. So I kind of, that's why I picked that as number one, because it's the ultimate nostalgia game. It really is, because everybody
pretty hard to argue with that one.
It's everybody, really, whether you're a gamer or not.
And it taught you the best, one of the most lessons you'll ever learn in your life, and that's it. Your princess is in another castle.
Right. And bitches be crazy. Always getting kidnapped and shit, beating up castles.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Jax, by the way, that's a little.
Yeah, I know that was a little off, but anyhow.
Just a little.
Okay, I was shooting for the moon and I hit Mars. Okay.
Then I would say you shot for the moon and, like, North Korea landed back in the ocean.
Okay, I agree with that. But yeah, that's my number one. What was your number one, Andy?
My number one was actually already mentioned, because you bastard. StarCraft.
Oh!
StarCraft was my number one.
All right.
For almost the sole purpose of siege tanks, really.
Siege tanks.
I mean, that game, I dumped so many hours online into that game playing. Oh, God.
It was so good.
People were so much better than me.
I know, right? It seems like matchmaking was just nothing but people better than you.
There was no matchmaking system back then. You didn't.
Here at StarCraft.
No, I know. Whenever you found a game, just.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever you go into a game, it was just like, they're better than you.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Global Gym. We're better than you, and we know it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, like, the campaign had so many good.
It's just a Zelda with his thumb up.
Pretty much.
So many good missions in that.
Oh, I know.
New Gettysburg is still one of my favorite.
Honorable mention for StarCraft 64.
I own that.
You bastard. It's
fantastic. And there's a secret mission in there where you play as Raynor and Zeratul.
So good.
Since we still got a little time for going on, everybody save your honorable mentions.
I mean, we're still going around.
Yeah, we still got a little time.
Get ahead of yourself. Don't do that.
Oh, man. I want to get ahead of myself.
All right. My number one is Skyrim.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we're going by hours logged.
Oh, yes.
It's up there with Civ 5.
I was going to say, what has more, that or Civ 5 for you?
Oh, man. Civ 5 is like around 400. And I think Skyrim's probably right up there, too. I don't, it's either
toss,
or.
Toss coin.
Yeah. It's
good choice, though, Matt Jones. Let's get some.
That's, yeah.
I love the open worldness of it and being able to fight dragons. I mean, like, how can you not love a game where you can fight dragons?
Randomly, my
even randomly, or yell at them.
Yeah, yeah.
And be like, "Yo, aye, land right now! I'm gonna fuck you up."
Hey, what you doing up there?
What you doing up there, dragon? You flying around? Get down here!
Oh boy.
Yes.
Although it is
by the way, I guess
it's hard to argue against that.
There were some really funny glitches in that game. Like, for instance, I remember I went up to talk to Parthenex, and this is really when I wish I had a game recorder, because I talked with Parthenex, and I just remember him, like, having a seizure, still going through the cuts, like, still going through the dialogue, and looking up, him being as high as the ceiling of the map, just spinning around.
That's about right, yeah.
Just like...
Well, don't forget, I think it was the PlayStation 3 version that got patched, and they had the backwards flying dragons. Those are some of the best videos ever.
Speaking of which, if anybody's ever seen the Skyrim mods, by all means, some of them are.
There's a bunch of great
Skyrim mods. That's the other part. I mean, the amount of mods.
Oh, man. That game looks so great.
The Macho Man, Randy Savage, Alduin, and the Ultra.
I got the a Darksiders one for PC.
By the way, moment of silence for
and suffer of war and his sword and it's awesome.
By the way, moment of silence for Macho Madness.
He died?
Yeah, he died like 2 years ago. He was driving down the road, had a heart attack, and crashed into a tree. And all I can say is I can see imagine the ambulance crew that was working on him just going, don't you die, Macho Man! To see him in the back of the ring.
I don't follow wrestling or any wrestling.
Oh, I mean, well, it's Macho Man. It's Bonesaw. Bonesaw is ready.
No, just think about this.
I got you for 3 minutes. 3 minutes of playtime.
Knowing the EMTs in the back of that ambulance, probably that got Macho Man, I can just imagine it right now doing CPR. Don't you quit on me, Macho Man. Oh, no. You got no pulse. Clear.
Jax, you.
By the way, we've already come to the conclusion. I don't think the people from the show have, but I, as our group of friends, we can already secure that my place in hell is firmly.
You're a nut, Jax. You're a nut.
The giant spike in the chair.
Yep.
You're a nut, Jax.
Right above the lake of fire.
Oh boy. Skyrim, though, that's a great. I mean,
yeah, it really is.
I put more hours into
the PC. I was actually surprised that your number one was not Skyrim, Jax.
You know, you did log a lot of time in.
I did. I love Skyrim.
Even Oblivion.
It's Skyrim and Oblivion.
Morrowind, if anybody played that. That was an excellent game.
The reason that I didn't do it, though, was because I kind of feel like, still, as much as I love Skyrim, as much as it was all-encompassing, The Legend of Zelda, to me, will always have a more special place in my heart.
I mean, that's totally understandable. Totally understandable.
And that's why I did it. It's Elder Scrolls, Oblivion, and Skyrim get my honorable mentions.
Well, I mean, we didn't get that. But, I mean, okay. Yeah. Like you said, we're going to save that. Until...
Yeah, but if I had honorable mentions. Like,
that's
well,
legit.
We already ripped a couple. So.
Well, yeah, obviously.
We all had an honorable mention, too. So.
I didn't, but that's fine.
All right, Kenny, I got number one.
Mine is actually Halo 2.
Halo 2 is number one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Because as you guys know, that's like my game.
I know.
Like as far
I know
as
that feeling.
As far as, you know, skill level and stuff, that's my game.
Kenny, quit right. K-Master Kayla, quit running side to side. You're cheating, you hacker.
I mean, there was
quit
that.
Quit strafing.
I've just had so many like that. I remember the first time I ever played that game was going over to our buddy Dave's house because he had live before me, and I went over there and like
I remember
I played like 2 hours. I just went over there for like I went over to his house for like an hour, like maybe 3 hours to hang out one day, and like I just sat and played that, and I was like, this is I'm playing on live, and it was like the greatest thing ever.
Not
to
mention the fact, speaking of Dave's younger brother, who we will identify as Billy because that's what he's gonna get identified as. You're gonna enjoy it, Billy. Anyhow, Billy and his freaking super bounces.
There's
game.
Just so many, like, I logged so many hours into that game playing either competitively or that was one of the, that's the only game to this day that I've actually gone out of my way to enter tournaments in. I won one too, which was nice. It was local tournament. It was at like a local comic convention. They had one.
That's cool.
They made the mistake of playing free for alls on lockout. And I just. For anyone that knows me, you put me on those maps with access to a battle rifle.
It really is game over. And that's not, I can vouch for Kenny, that's not him trying to blow smoke up his ass.
It is that, kind of, I am blowing smoke
that
up.
That is the legitimate.
I'll blow his own smoke up my ass for that.
I'm just saying that Kenny with a battle rifle on those old school Halo maps, unstoppable.
Well, I mean that's what happens when you're young and don't really have much else to do besides school and play video games.
That's how I got good at Battlefield.
The good old days. Game. By the way, speaking of which, as we go into honorable mentions, because we do have a little bit of time.
Yeah,
there.
I mean, you named a lot of the reasons why Halo was even on my list. Mine's purely just the multiplayer and the times I had with friends, you guys, pretty much anybody that played it.
And that's ultimately, in my mind, what makes a good game. It's I don't care if to take Butters here. All I have is Hello Kitty Island Adventure. If that was the only game we had and we were still playing it, I believe that probably would have made a list too. Because the fact that
who knows, Hello Kitty Island Adventure could be
solely on
amazing, and we just don't know.
Yeah, pretty much. But the fact is, a lot of these games that we picked,
exactly.
Ultimately the logic was playing with friends. And that is truly, good fact.
Have fun and play with friends. I mean, maybe just have fun at the core of it, but you know,
having friends,
I mean, it's never a bad thing.
And I mean, off the top of my head, and we can go around and not really too much discussion about this because I know we're running out of time here.
Jax, we're going to. We're good.
Okay, since we got time.
Don't you
Anyhow,
worry.
Anyhow, if I had to pick a couple honorable mentions, I would definitely say the Halo series, solely on the fact there are some games that were stronger than others.
I mean, you're saying the whole series.
The series,
though.
You've already named two of them. There's only three other ones,
I
think. I
would have to say, you know, it'd be Halo 3 would be my next one. I'd be below 2. 4, and then Reach at the bottom. And the reason I picked that is just because... Yeah, exactly. Everybody forgot about Reach.
No, you forgot about my honorable mention.
My honorable mention from that series is ODST.
ODST. How did I forget?
One of the best soundtracks in games.
I think it probably had my favorite single player campaign in that.
Yeah. I mean, when you have like, what, three of the regulars from Firefly and Serenity voicing characters. Mm-hmm. I mean, Nathan Fillion's is brilliant.
Yeah, man. Like,
Adam Baldwin's amazing, and so is Alan Tudyk. So,
yeah,
the fact that game had an awesome voice cast.
Yeah, and it had a great, it had an awesome story. Hey, I was like, you know what, we're not going to go Master Chief. We're just going to go your regular.
And it was
rookie.
Awesome. And it was you still felt like you were playing as the chief.
But.
You know, and it you had the night vision goggles and the SMG that was silenced. It was pretty much just basically Halo 3.
It was cool not playing as the chief, though, and getting another point of view.
And can I also say this, that the live-action trailers they put out for those games were freaking amazing.
I mean, Forward Unto Dawn was incredible.
That was for Halo.
That was incredible.
Amazing.
Still argue that if they're going to make a Halo movie, they should... Well, for any movie, I mean, I know Warcraft comes out in, I think, 2 years. I think it comes out in 2016, but...
someone else, aren't they making an Uncharted movie, too?
I think they are. I feel like companies like, well, 343 now, but Bungie before. Honestly, guys, just go the CG route. The cutscenes in Halo 4 were beautiful.
Honestly, if Blizzard just, like, made cinematics for, like, a movie of cinematics, I would watch it every day.
I was just playing my wizard last night and got to the cinematic where you first go to heaven and Leah turns into Diablo. Spoiler alert.
Fights, yeah.
So good.
Oh,
so good.
It's amazing.
So good. Two companies I want to see a CG movie from. You guys need to get on that. Just saying.
Yeah, you do.
Now, other honorable mentions. I think everybody had at least a Halo game.
I mean, I had ODST for sure.
I had ODST. Yeah.
ODST was incredible.
Somebody had to have
purely for the music. For me, the music was. Marty O'Donnell's a genius.
Yeah, he really is. I gotta say, the Halo 4's music was not bad whatsoever. It was actually.
It wasn't bad. No,
but it just wasn't Marty O'Donnell.
I mean, let's face it. If we're talking about Halo music, the opening scene for the starting music for Halo 1, everyone, that's, you know.
Then if you play Silent Cartography, you get Rock Anthem to save
the
universe. Or world. I can't remember what.
Universe, I think it was.
I can't remember. But it's the rock. It's the metal version of it, which is awesome.
And we also have to say, with the Halo series as a whole, it's spun off so many things. Fan art, fan fiction, fan this, machinima.
I mean, anything.
A lot of
things do that. But I mean, Red versus Blue is
obviously.
You any Albert Munch there, Andy?
I mean,
besides ODST,
I have a couple, but I mean, off the top of my head, I didn't write them down, but definitely.
Not just anything that comes to mind.
Definitely, DayZ is up there.
I was there for the adventures in that game too,
I was not, but I wish I was a part of them.
It's literally just having adventures.
Choose your own adventure book.
Yeah.
But zombies
basically
and
with
first
some
first
zombies
zero.
And
yeah.
you know
and other people
bandits who want your pants.
They're weird and, sometimes.
Oh yeah, really, really
creepy
terrifying
people.
Yep. Oh man, yeah, we've had some good laughs out of that game and. I don't know, that's definitely...
Matt,
Well, one of my honorable mentions was the Mass Effect series, but specifically Mass Effect 3.
How did we forget about that?
3, huh?
Yeah.
Over 1 and 2.
Say what you want about the ending, but...
If you haven't, not to cut you off, but if you haven't looked up the indoctrination theory, if you watch the video, it's like a half hour on YouTube, and actually, like, think about it, and if you agree with it, it like makes that game a total mind fuck. It makes it so much better.
Really?
It's incredible. Makes the game just feel so much better. But I agree. The end.
Yeah.
How can I forget? Matt Jones, that's why you're here, because you're amazing.
Yeah.
Think of that stuff.
Mass Effect was going. The music in Mass Effect was awesome.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Going back to N64 was Super Smash Brothers, the first one.
There you go.
Hell yeah.
Super Mario's Kart.
Mario Kart.
How do we forget Mario Kart?
We didn't forget it. It's just, you know.
Mario Kart.
We have to bring these to its five. We decided on top five. It's hard. I mean.
It's really hard to limit down.
Mario Kart, I mean, that was the start and end of so many friendships and families.
I mean. Just don't be that. Just
don't.
I wouldn't go to that extreme.
Don't be that guy that like saves the Lightning until you like get to first or something. Just don't be that guy.
Or you're going across that Wario World, the Wario track, the Wario dirt track, and then
the Wario track.
And then as you're jumping over it, oh, Lightning.
Yeah, you just screen watch and wait for
the damn Lightning. See, notice how all the problems stem from the Lightning.
Yep.
I was always a huge fan and not a fan of the blue shell, just because.
What everybody race as, Matt?
I was usually strictly Mario.
Andy?
DK, usually.
I was Mario too.
Oh, no Bowser fans here? Oh,
my God. It was DK and Bowser.
Bowser, man. That's DK Bowser.
Bowser. If they have the weight, they can throw
Bowser
it around.
Bowser just wants to race, man. He's misunderstood. He just wants to race.
Although, Matt, you know, for some odd reason, I always thought you'd be a Toad racer.
Really? Toad? I wonder why.
Toad was pretty badass, though.
Well, I don't know if I should take that offensively, Jax.
I mean,
hey, Toad was
awesome because he was so small and fast.
Yeah, like, Yoshi was really fast.
Yoshi was
too,
right? I was never a fan. See, that's why I wasn't a fan.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think we can all agree no one's a fan of Peach though in that game.
I use Peach.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, she's so annoying.
I use Peach and Bowser.
Okay, that's a really odd combination.
I mean, dude, okay, he just kidnapped her because he wanted someone to race. Bowser just wants to race. That is my argument here.
And play tennis too.
And play tennis. Yeah. Well, he was not really good at tennis. You know, really he was in the baseball game and he hit bombs for days. I'm just gonna throw that out there. Mario Baseball, he hit bombs for days. So did motherfucking Dry Bones. Dry Bones gets honorable mention.
That's his
mention
job, though. That's his job.
He hits bombs. I mean, he just plays sports. I would say honorable mentions around coming back over here. Warcraft 3. Hands down. Civ. I gotta throw Civ in there because I haven't logged nearly as many hours as Andy has, but like I've still played a ton of it. I mean,
it's amazing. Fun.
Honorable mentions could go on for days.
Yep. I forgot Left 4 Dead. I'd put that on honorable mention just because just for the amount of hours I put into that game.
Yeah,
hours played, man.
By the way, I still have to say I think one of my favorite moments in that game was when our friend, we still call him a friend? Yeah, I'll still call him a friend.
Yeah.
Who?
Scotty.
Oh yeah.
AKA
yeah,
Barge.
You can just what the?
I just say that because he hasn't talked to us in a while. So if you hear this, Scotty, call us. He'll probably beat me for not calling him, but anyhow,
yeah, you probably should.
Yeah, you should probably
call him.
Yeah.
If you're getting mad about him not talking, maybe you should make an effort to.
I just texted him today and told him that the Futurama instrument is the holophone.
The holophone.
That's
where Fry does a symphony because he got the devil hands.
The holophone.
It's an amazing episode.
Anyhow, I remember, I guess he was pissing me off that night or something like that.
Anyways,
like him and Sackett were. And our friend of ours, we're getting on our getting on my nerves.
Yeah, let's get on.
So anyway, I remember that I was the boomer. I snuck up on the witch, and I started beating the witch, and it triggered her into going ballistic.
Jax, you and trying to get the crown achievement will always be one of my favorite memories, because you could never do it. I don't know why. It's so simple. You sneak up behind her with a shotgun. Back of her neck, boom. That's it. That's all you need to do every time. You could not do it. And you're just like, hold on, guys. I got this. Step up, fail miserably, die. It was one of the best things I ever.
Oh, man.
And I remember one time you were yelling at Sackett. You were like, I got this. And we were playing versus. You were like, I got the witch. I'll get her. And Sackett was a hunter, and he pissed off the witch as he went up to her. Oh, man.
Oh, Lord. God. I was so pissed.
I think you wanted to kill him. Not as bad as what happened with you and I want to say it was Sean Barjowski. We were trying to get achievements in that game, and you went. He came out of the safe room to save someone. That I was a smoker and I was pulling, and
no, you pulled
and then
me
you,
out of this. You pulled me out of the safe room.
Been,
and then Matt
jumped on Bar just as soon as he stepped out of the safe room, so he couldn't get the achievement.
He was so pissed.
I don't think he talked to you for like a week after that.
Oh boy!
If you're hearing this, Barge, we love you.
Oh, yeah,
we do.
Anyway, we could.
All right, there, bud.
Oh,
you want to send us off there?
Yeah, sure.
Pretty
so,
successful. I'd say first attempt at this is kind of successful.
Yeah, I think we need more beer next time because I don't know about you, but I finished mine like a quarter of the way through.
No, this was good.
I finished mine like a sixth of the way through. I'm going to need more next time.
It was actually a solid beer.
This was excellent. Alma Gang, Cooperstown, New York, everybody.
Hell yeah.
By the way,
if you're there, visit. It's actually really nice.
I gotta go there. I wanna go back.
There's actually a concert happening down in Cooperstown.
They do concerts.
Cool.
I forget.
Cool.
I think it's a big band. I've heard about
They do. They've had a couple big acts.
Yeah, but I've been hearing about
Alma Gang,
Abigail.
We give it 6 thumbs up.
Yeah.
8 thumbs up. 10 thumbs up. All the thumbs up.
Yep, all the thumbs. So, anyway, that's been the inaugural episode of Lag Time. Let us know what you think. If you got suggestions for comments, or if you got comments, concerns, or suggestions for different topics, because we're really not all that creative, just drop us a line, shoot us an email, or post it. So from all of us here at Lag Time, watch the ping.